We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
In just a few moments, we'll talk to head coach Jim Harbaugh, and joining us a little bit later, offensive line coach Ed Warner and senior offensive tackle John Runyon. Coming up this week on In the Trenches, Brian Bush and I will break down the game against Penn State and be joined by running back Hassan Haskins, coming off a 125-yard day last week against Illinois, and defensive end Michael Dana, who will get an opportunity to share his big play at the end of the game, forcing the fumble that was recovered by Carlo Kemp to seal the victory over Illinois. Lots to get to here in the Studio of Champions at Schembechler Hall. Inside Michigan Football with head coach Jim Harbaugh is presented by Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Michigan football is back, and to celebrate, Arby's is bringing back BOGO Roast Beef. Classic roast beef sandwiches are buy one, get one every Saturday during college football season only at Arby's. Don't let hunger get in the way of cheering the Wolverines to victory. Fuel your game day spirit and keep the celebration going with double the sandwiches. With a deal this great, you might just be the MVP of the tailgate. Arby's, we have the meats. Limited time offer available at participating Arby's restaurants.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. If you're auto value, Hard Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
We've got what you need for the fall and winter months ahead, like peak, final charge, antifreeze, and 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Also, pick up Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment, now just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com, and this month save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
U of M football at the Big House is brought to you in part by Absopure, the official bottled water of the Michigan Wolverines. Before, during, and after today's game, enjoy a refreshing bottle of Absopure natural spring water, available with convenient home and office delivery or at local retailers by the case. Absopure, a proud Michigan company since 1908, and the official bottled water of Michigan Athletics and the Big House. Call 1-800-4-ABSOPURE or go to absopure.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Randy Breyer, president of Cook & White Heating and Cooling. We have a tradition of meeting customer needs, from the most complex installation to routine service and maintenance. Cook & White Heating and Cooling has the tools, the people, and the products to provide a system that fits your lifestyle and budget. Let us show you how Cook & White Heating and Cooling can exceed your expectations in service and performance. We've been doing it for over 75 years. For a free in-home estimate, go to koch-white.com.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. We're now joined by head coach Jim Harbaugh. Coach, after watching the film, what were some takeaways that you had against the Fighting Illini?
A lot of good ones offensively, defensively, special teams. Jordan Glasgow makes the huge play on special teams with the block punt laid out. Then he showed up everywhere else, too, when it came to defense. He was around the ball all day, 11 tackles. Sacks, PBUs, pressure, half TFLs. The stat line was pretty long for him. Josh Uche as well, 3 sacks, 2 TFLs. Cam McGrone, 11 tackles, and a bunch of other hurries, caused fumbles, forced fumble, recover fumble. He was outstanding. Big plays in the game. Glasgow on the block punt. Cam McGrone with the sack fumble. Recovery, Shea Patterson on the 4th-and-3 run, Carlo Kemp getting the fumble that Mike Dana caused. Mm-hmm. There were so many big plays, and there were some momentum shifts in the game, and we were able to get it, then they got it, and then we got it back. And
what type of growth have you seen in your team when, you know, there's ebb and flow, there's peaks and valleys of the fact that, you know, especially in the third quarter where Illinois started to make a comeback and your team was able to answer the way that you needed them to?
That's as decisively, you know, with the momentum turned toward Illinois, and then as decisive I've ever seen a team take the momentum back. I mean, mm-hmm. with the 75-yard drive when it was a 3-point game, and then next series defense causes the turnover. Next series defense causes the turnover again. So that is decisively pulling the momentum back to our side as I've ever been associated with. That was outstanding. Other play, the offensive line is really, really gelling. They had as good a game as you can have. Nick Eubanks really set the tone physically on the first play of the game. And that happened again about 4 or 5 other times during the game where he was really dominant in blocking.
Well, he threw a nice block on the long pass to Ronnie Bell as well.
Yeah, that was terrific. Go back and look at the first play of the game. That's talk about style of play and what you're looking for, you know, to really set the tone. And Nick did it the entire game. Ronnie Bell, big, huge play, run after catch, a lot of big plays. Hassan Haskins was outstanding, and you know the ball security plus the yards after contact, really good by him. He was a 100-yard rusher. So was Zach Charbonnet. There was just a lot of guys. I know the thing that strikes me the most is I've been saying these guys' names now. It's like every week we're talking about the same guys over and over. And they're playing good and getting better.
You know, I was going to ask you about that opening drive because I saw it when it happened, but then I came back and I watched the film, and you talk about that block by Nick Eubanks. But really the offensive line in that first drive, you had 5 runs, 4 of them by Zach Charbonnet, and then the 5th was a 29-yard touchdown run to Hassan Haskins. But the offensive line just dominated. Is that what you wanted to see, how you wanted to see them come out and attack last Saturday?
They really set the tone early. There's no question about it. They were playing hard and playing, brought their own energy right from the get-go and continued it the entire game. Yeah, second play of the game, Jalen Mayfield was in on it and you know blocked a man, for many yards.
Yeah,
and there was Michael Wayne. You had some of those type of plays, you know, that really set the tone and really opened up the holes. And first run of the game was a explosive play. I think we had like 10 or 11 explosive runs and then some explosive passes as well. It was a good high number of explosive plays out of the offense, and it was good.
I know the weather dictated a little bit because it was so windy that you guys were going to run the ball, but 48 carries, 295 yards coming out of that game. Is that, looking back on it, is that the best that you've seen this offensive line block in the run game this year?
Yes. It was. A lot of credit goes to them and the tight ends. Also, the receivers, they were doing a heck of a job blocking when they weren't having balls and passes thrown to them. I thought that was excellent. Running backs, as we said, ran hard and good. And quarterback was really smart. He played a really smart, efficient game. It was one of those wins that wasn't just blowing directly in one direction. It was affecting sideways, and I wouldn't say it was swirling, but it was bouncing off the stands, and it was a real factor, especially when you're going into the win.
You know, and you talk about Shea Patterson and the decisions that he was making and the good decision he was making. Some of that is RPOs. Some of that is in deciding who to throw the ball to. How have you seen him grow in this offense from week one to where he is now?
Yeah, he's really always been good and accurate and understands the offense. You know, really played smarter, taking care of the football. You know, his number called when it was fourth and three, and he had to make what amounted to the play of the game, along with Glasgow's block punt and Mike Dana's forced fumble, Cam McGrone's big play. I mean, those five, six plays were the big plays of the game, and him getting that fourth and three when the team really needed it was big, because the play was designed to be a perimeter play. Him having a sweep on the outside, you know, they rushed and hemmed that in, and there was two guys out there, and he came up inside of Michael Wenyu and outside of Jalen Mayfield, who was blocking down, and then had a defender at the yard to gain line. He had to put the shoulder down, was able to get to the soft shoulder and then find two more yards and easily make the first down. But yeah, it came with lowering the shoulder and going for that first down.
Well, we're talking about the running game. You mentioned Hassan Haskins. I talked to him earlier, and he said that he felt a lot better in the open field, today or on Saturday. And what has he done to earn more carries?
It's been a progressive thing. I mean, I know I don't know if I talked to you about it on your show, but I know I did in the press conferences maybe at least 3 weeks ago. Hassan Haskins is really showing things in practice. He's dropping his hips and able to make the sharp cut, able to have really good vision. He's a good sized back with runs with power and vision and speed, and been seeing it in games, and productive and then better. And then, really, really good game this past weekend.
How's Nico Collins doing? Will we see him on Saturday?
He's doing good. He's doing better.
With Dylan back, is there a chance that you'll have both of those guys in the game plan again, Dylan and Shea?
All things are possible.
All things.
You know,
are
we'd
possible.
Really like our opponent to think that as well. I mean, anything's possible.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more defense and a preview of the Penn State game. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Now, alongside head coach Jim Harbaugh, here's John Jansen.
This segment with Coach Harbaugh is brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Coach, we talked briefly about the defense and some of the names that they keep popping up: Cam McGrone, Carlo Kemp, Jordan Glasgow. Another guy that keeps getting his name in there and more as the year goes on is Michael Dana, grad transfer this year. Yeah. What has he brought to your defense?
Just toughness, strength, really good athletic ability. But, more and more, he getting more opportunity to play. And we've just been saying it. this week, last week, the week before, I can remember first, gosh, I'm glad we have him. Mm-hmm. Glad he's on our team. And really good leadership and, you know, strong guy, strong wins, especially in the defensive line, as you know. And we've been super happy, you know, with Aiden Hutchinson. He's another guy that's just playing great. Quiddy Pay wasn't available this past weekend. Tried to go, I think, you know, really good chance that he'll be back this week. Carlo Camp's been rock solid all year and really, really good and steady in there. And Mike Dwumfor is, he played, he got about 41 snaps in the game. So, you know, that's been a big help. Guys like Aiden and them were playing in the 80s, you know, like 80 some.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's definitely some, there's guys that are ready to play. And, you know, we're trying to get him in. You know, we want to get him in and get him playing and take something off of guys like Mike Dana, who played like 80 plays as well. Hutchinson at about 81 in the past game. Kalik was in the high 80s, up in about 87. Be good to get some more rotation, because there's guys in there like Taylor Upshaw. I mean, he's ready. Chris Hinton is ready and able to go. And excited to get some more guys, kind of on the cusp. You know, remember that when you were on the cusp of playing, it's like
you want to be there, but you're not there yet. You're just looking for an opportunity.
Yeah, and coaches want to get them in there, but mm-hmm. some of these, that's the heat of the game in the middle of the game, but I think there's the guys that are in there have been playing so darn well, and you almost got to take your hat off to them. It's like, that's a lot of plays now. 80 plays playing in the defensive line when there's some rotation, you're going, gosh, those guys are in good shape and they're strong and they're tough and doing everything they can for Michigan. You know, they're trying everything in their power to help Michigan. But there's also you know, there's some other guys there that are kind of just, you know, gotta unleash them too and get them in the ball game.
One of the guys that has had opportunity but got more of it on Saturday was Vincent Gray, with LeVert Hill being down. You know, how would you talk about his play on Saturday?
Really good again, productive. He had 4 tackles, 2 PBUs. Ambry had 3 PBUs. It was mm-hmm. there's some other ones, but it was a high amount of PBUs in this game, and most of them came from Ambry and Vince Gray. But I thought they both played really well. And they played, you know, they played really good coverage without penalty. You know, they weren't grabbing and holding guys. And we had some penalties in some other areas, but, you know, that was an area where we weren't seeing the interference penalties and the defensive holding penalties, but still getting the good coverage in the PBUs.
Well, you talk about that good coverage. A lot of that sometimes will lead to sacks. Sometimes it's just one-on-one matchups up front, but 14 sacks in 2 games. When you look at playing in an environment like Penn State, you know, how important is it to continue that pressure on a guy like Sean Clifford?
It's important. I think everybody in football is really understanding this too. Like, sacks are big, but I mean, hurries are big too. Mm-hmm. And, getting the quarterback off his rhythm, getting him off the spot and that making the ball have to come out earlier than a quarterback would like to throw it, and earlier than the timing of the passing game would like for it. That's happened a lot. So there's a lot more hurries. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few sacks and pressures, hits on the quarterback, but also those hurries are big too.
How do you prepare for a game that's going to be a whiteout in the environment? And some of the guys that are going to be playing on Saturday played there 2 years ago. Some of them, it'll be new for them. How do you try and either, you know, create that environment or get them ready to play in that environment on Saturday night?
Well, a lot's made of it. You know, guys that are playing it for the first time, I mean, you almost just got to –
Experience it.
I mean, but you still tell them. I mean, that's all good. Pre-game, that's all good. You know, first couple plays. But, I mean, this is really going to get to – now, you get a play like Nick Eubanks had, the opening play of the Illinois game, the Jalen Mayfield on the second play, you know, the plays that Cam McGrone was making. That's what counts. That's what determines the outcome of the game, or – are those kind of plays that, and the environment has very little to do with the actual play. So, really getting the focus on that, visualizing, making those kind of plays, understanding their assignments, and locking in with a laser focus on doing their job. That's the best advice I can give, and we give it, and then let the guys experience, and then they know it, and then they can give that advice to the next guy. But that's a great opportunity. That's how we're looking at it. It's a great opportunity and a great challenge.
Do you like night games?
There's things about night games I like, and all that kind of stuff. There's
the preparation for it in terms of the schedule of the day. How hard is it to figure out, when you're going to eat, when you're going to rest, when you're going to walk through, when you're going to do all this stuff? How do you prepare for a night game?
I like to make it like a day game. So sleep in later, cut the day short, and instead of getting up the time if you've got a 12 o'clock game, you're waking up 7:45, 8 o'clock at the latest. So if you can wake up,
a little bit later,
the day, 10:30, 11:30, and that shortens the day. It makes it shorter, where you're not just sitting around, worrying about things, or watching other games on TV. I've always felt like, that can be an emotional drain. Usually when you're watching a football game on TV, you get into it. It's a physically emotional draining thing to, pulling for one team or somebody that that's a factor. So like to even get a little nap in the middle of the day as well. So all those things are scheduled. The meals are scheduled. It's good to have 2-3 meals in you before you play a game, and it's good to do a walkthrough, and it's good to sleep in a little bit later. That's what I've experienced, and try to always implement that.
What concerns you about this the Penn State offense, Sean Clifford?
But then when you play the night game, I can tell you this. As a player, I'm sure you felt it too. There's something about it,
Oh yeah, it's special.
Yeah, the silk on the pants. It's shinier. There's the lights look brighter on the scoreboard, and whether it was a high school game or college game or a pro game that I ever played in, the night game, you didn't have any problem getting up for that. You didn't. You had a lot of energy and a lot of juice for that kind of ball game.
Well, and if you're playing at night, it means it's a special game. So it is easy to get up for. And you mentioned the silky pants. Are we going to see the yellow on yellow again this year?
No, we're going with white on white.
White on white. Okay. When you look at their defense, they're a defense, an attacking style defense, much like Don Brown's defense. When you prepare for them, does it help facing Don Brown's defense in practice?
Yeah, that's the speed of it does for sure. And that's Penn State's team, and they're fast, physical, strong team. And they can run sideline to sideline. They do a tremendous job of that.
How hard is it to prepare for a quarterback like Sean Clifford, who's their second leading rusher, yet he's a guy that's been fairly accurate as a passer as well?
Dual threat, they call that. He's certainly very athletic. He's got very good arm talent. He's one of those quarterback too, the determined runner. There's some runners that are quarterbacks that are looking to get down, or he's a determined guy when he runs the football, so he's a factor in that area for sure.
What do you know about a James Franklin coach team? What do you expect to see from them on the other side?
They'll be good. They'll be sound. They'll be very well prepared and very well coached.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, John.
This segment has been brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Up next will be Coach Ed Warner and John Runyon, offensive tackle. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology. Well, not only is that a powerful deal, That's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees can lease the 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $239 a month for 36 months with $3,774 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for lease details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Chrysler Capital. Lessee is responsible for termination fees. Current lease must end by 11-220. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-14.
Rave Associates, distributor of fine wine and Michigan craft beer in conjunction with North Peak Brewing Company, are excited to be back for another great season of Michigan football on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Brewed right here in Dexter, Michigan, North Peak Brewing Company's Dauntless Oktoberfest is a malty smooth lager with spicy hop notes unlike any other. Ask for this great Michigan craft beer at restaurants and retail stores here in Washtenaw County and throughout Michigan.
Inside Michigan Football with head coach Jim Harbaugh continues in 60 seconds on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Won't stop till we're legend. Here we go, here we go.
This isn't just another truck sale. This is Ford Truck Month. Best time to save big on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. Don't settle for any truck, or any truck sale for that matter. Get to Ford Truck Month and join the stampede.
Current EasyPlan F-150 lessees can lease a 2019 F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 for $149 a month for 24 months, with $1,959 due at signing. Payment includes waived security deposit and acquisition fee. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by October 31st. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit a Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today.
This is Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Once again, here's John Jansen.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. I'm now joined by starting left tackle, John Runyon. John, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This game, I know that, you know, we all know what happened 2 years ago. What does this game, what could you learn from that experience 2 years ago to use in this game on Saturday night?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I remember vividly, second play of the game, went down there, scored, punched us in the mouth early, and, you know, we were on the on our heels for the whole rest of the game, and, you know, we want to go out there, throw the first punch, get them out, get them on their heels, and, you know, keep the throttle on them and don't give them any hope and try to keep that crowd under control and keep it on our side.
Last week against Illinois, you guys were able to do that. You started off the first drive, five runs. And punched it in the end zone. How good of a feeling is that for you to not even have to throw a pass, but just march right down the field on the ground?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like really windy out there.
Yeah,
we had to change our openers because of how windy it was out there. We were planning on going out there and throwing the ball, but you know, we changed it, didn't blank, and you know, getting those big runs really builds the confidence up in the play calling and our guys on offense. And you know, I remember the first time that we only got, like, 1 yard in the play. I was like, wait, what just happened? Like, that wasn't right. But, having everybody up front on the same page, running backs finding the holes, it was really nice to open up the game, like, down the road.
Is that the first time, or I don't want to say the first time, but the most consistent that you guys have felt up front in regards to just the success that you were having?
Yes. This season, I think that game was our most consistent running the ball, obviously. We eclipsed 300 yards right at the end of the game, and we ended up having to kneel the ball twice, and that took away from the 300 yards. It was kind of upsetting. Definitely. That definitely was our best game running, most consistent.
Did you go to Coach Gattis and say, hey, even if it's not windy, we want to run the ball five times and get it in the end zone against Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, I never like passing to, open the game. I love offensive line up front loves running the ball. And, you know, when you give us a chance to run the ball downhill, you know, we're going to do our best to block it. And a lot of time the holes are there. But, you know, sometimes the read that the quarterback has is telling him to throw the ball. So, you know, we'll just take it how it comes.
Coach talks that, you know, the offense is close to hitting his stride. Do you feel like you guys hit that on Saturday?
Yeah, and I think each week it's getting better. So, you know, we've been at this for a while now. I really think we are hitting our stride in practice for sure. It's just carrying it over to the game and when we're going against different opponents that we're not used to. And it's going to be a big test going to this Penn State game. Whiteout, loud home crowd over there. And, you know, we're really excited. And, you know, everybody's just looking forward to get after it.
When you look at the matchups, obviously they've got two defensive ends. Yoder Gross-Matos is one of them, who lead their team in sacks. How do you prepare for some of the better defensive ends that you see in the Big Ten?
Yeah, going to this Illinois game as well, in the Iowa game, they had two solid defensive ends as well. And I like to control the things I control. I really can't control the stuff that they do. So I know if I'm getting to my spot, getting to my point, aiming for my right landmark, that they're going to have to go through me, and they're going to have trouble going inside or around me. So as long as I can do that consistently, get off on the ball at the right time, you know, I'd like to think that I'd be able to dictate what they do, and they wouldn't get out in space and be able to get all these sacks. And I think I've done that recently pretty good.
When you play in an environment like that where it's noisy, you can't hear the center or you can't hear the quarterback, whether it's a verbal cadence or he's clapping his hands, what type of challenge does that present to you?
Yeah, you know, being offensive lineman, going on clap cadence, especially at tackle, is the most ideal thing because you're sitting there just waiting to – you don't even know. You don't even know it's a clap. Sometimes I'd be in my stance and I think I hear a clap, but I don't go. It's kind of scary in that aspect. But, you know, going to Happy Valley and going on that clap cadence is going to be difficult. But it's difficult because you've got to watch the center's head and you got to watch the ball at the same time while also watching a defensive end and trying to see if they're trying to rotate anybody down off the top and bring a blitz off the edge to repoint the protection. And that adds a lot of challenges to it, but it's what I'm used to, what you have to be used to as a tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, been there. you know, when you think about the guys on the other side of the line of scrimmage from you, whether it's Ryan Hayes or Jalen Mayfield, what have you told them about preparing for an environment like this? I know that they had a little bit of it in Wisconsin, but the whiteout, a night game, it's a little bit different atmosphere.
Yeah, it'll be a lot at first for sure. They did get baptized a little bit at Wisconsin. That noise is something that really messes up with the offensive line for sure, that the cadence and getting off on the snap count, because you don't get off on the snap count at the wrong time, you're going to get beat really bad. So, you know, it's difficult. You feel like you can't even breathe or blink when you're waiting for that clap to come, and you just got to be zoned in and focused and waiting for it. And, you know, we were able to do that against Wisconsin, and we're going to get at it practice this week, so we're excited.
How much has this offense grown since that Wisconsin game?
I think Wisconsin game, that was my first game back. We got Donovan back for that game as well. We were missing a few more key guys, a little nicks and bruises, but I think ever since that game, we got what we needed. We came together, we understood that this isn't going to be as easy as we thought. You know, we're going to have to band together and bow up. We able to do that, and we've put on some pretty good performances over the few weeks and looking to carry it into this one.
I know that you've you played high school football in the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. A couple state championships, right?
Yeah, two of them.
Two of them. You say that, two of them. you know, what does this game mean to you, and is there anybody on the other side that you played high school football with?
Yeah, I played high school football with the corner number 29, John Reed. We actually used to carpool to school together. We were from the same neighborhood. Played on the same eighth grade football team as well. So kept in touch with him. He's back for his fifth year. I'm back for my fifth year going at it. It's going to be interesting. He's a four-year starter. He got hurt 1 year, and it's really awesome to see how far we've both come in our journey.
How you feeling? I know the first couple of games of the year you were out with some bumps and bruises, but are you back to at least as close to 100% as you can be this time of year?
No, yeah. I think for sure I'm back to 100%. You know, I thought it was Wisconsin, but looking back at it, I don't think I was. But you know, I didn't play too bad, but for sure now I definitely am back 100%.
What do you want to see from this offensive line? When you look back on this Penn State game, what do you, when you watch the film, what do you want to see from your offensive line?
I kind of want to see the same thing that we showed last week, you know, the consistency in the run game and the protection. I think Shea might have been on the ground only twice, and they weren't for sacks this past game, just getting late quarterback hits. And, you know, if we're able to do that, keep them up, keep the holes opening up for the running backs, them finding them, it's going to be a good game for us, no doubt.
When you see Shea run for that first down, the fourth and three, I think it was, and he puts his head down, gets the first down, what type of feeling does that give the offense, especially at that point in the game?
Yeah, we called a timeout before that. We were going over the play that we wanted to call, and that was the play, because when you're running at the quarterback there, you get an extra blocker out in space, and worked out well, and we knew that he was going to put his shoulder down and fight for the extra yard. He got met right at the line of gain and put his shoulder down and gained two more yards, and that's really invigorating. You can go see me run over to him and yell at him. I was pumped up. Really big pivotal point in the game, and he came up big.
Well, congratulations on the victory, and best of luck on Saturday night.
Yeah, thank you.
John Runyon, left tackle. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, everybody. This is John Jansen. After a tough workout, I know plenty of athletes who reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has 9 essential nutrients, including bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's goodness in a glass. This message is approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Michigan football is back, and to celebrate, Arby's is bringing back BOGO roast beef. Classic roast beef sandwiches are buy one, get one every Saturday during college football season only at Arby's. Don't let hunger get in the way of cheering the Wolverines to victory. Fuel your game day spirit and keep the celebration going with double the sandwiches. With a deal this great, you might just be the MVP of the tailgate. Arby's, we have the meats. Limited time offer available at participating Arby's restaurants.
Hi, I'm Randy Breyer, president of Cook & White Heating and Cooling. We have a tradition of meeting customer needs. From the most complex installation to routine service and maintenance, Cook & White Heating and Cooling has the tools, the people, and the products to provide a system that fits your lifestyle and budget. Let us show you how Cook & White Heating and Cooling can exceed your expectations in service and performance. We've been doing it for over 75 years. For a free in-home estimate, go to koch-white.com.
Listen to this local break with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Who's got it better than I know?
This is the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Take your Wolverine pride to the next level with the University of Michigan Credit Union, the only local credit union in A2. We can print your choice of a Block M or helmet card on site instantly at any of our branches. Make sure you stand out in the maize and blue crowd this football season with the only debit cards designed for fans of the greatest university known to mankind. Visit umcu.org to learn more and to find a conveniently located branch near you. The University of Michigan Credit Union is insured by NCUA.
George Clafford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with 3 locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, and one of the matchups that we will be keeping our eye on will be the Michigan offensive line as they face the defensive front of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Yoder Gross-Matos, Micah Parsons, linebacker, Shaka Toney, defensive end. Guys that know how to get after the quarterback, and the guy that knows how to keep them off the quarterback is Ed Warner. And Coach Warner joins us now. And, Coach, when you look back to the Illinois game and you start the game off with five consecutive runs and you punch the ball in the end zone, as an offensive line coach, is that how you want to see your guys start the game off?
Absolutely. I just love the energy we had, and we got rolling. We opened with a couple runs and cracked off some good yardage, and it just kept – the momentum kept going, and the guys were playing downhill, and the backs were running hard, and rode it right into the end zone on that opening drive. And carried through for most of the game. We were pretty consistent running the ball.
Jalen Mayfield on the second play. Coach even pointed it out, and I saw it on the film yesterday. Just absolutely dominated in one of the defensive linemen for Illinois. And is just tell us a little bit about his growth and what you've seen from him from week one to now.
Yeah, Jalen has worked extremely hard and has grown quite a bit. I mean, it usually takes a while. And you saw game four, game five, game six now. He's really starting to learn from the playing experience he's getting. There's practice experience, and then there's game experience. And the level of detail you got to have in a game against Big Ten caliber opponents and Big Ten caliber players. And they had a really good defensive end. Number 47 was an excellent player, was one of the top sack and tackle for loss guys in the country. And I thought we did a good job with him the whole day. And Jalen was getting after him on the second or third play and running him off the screen. And he had a great play later on in the game. We pulled him on a outside zone play, and the corner all of a sudden realized Jalen was upon him, and Jalen rolled him up and pancaked him. And there's a real good shot I saw on Twitter of Hassan running down the sideline with Jalen on top of this guy on his back with his feet up in the air, and it was pretty cool. I sent it to Jalen and his parents. We're going to get a frame for the O-line room.
You like to see those big guys get out in space and get a shot at some of those little guys every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, we had some success running outside zone. Big Mike on the fourth and three that our quarterback kept, Shea ran and converted that first down. I mean, he unloaded on that defensive end, and I'm sure he knocked him about 4 or 5 yards off the ball. And so they were moving around. They were playing with energy. I mean, they were excited to get back to work after the Iowa game. Iowa was a tough physical game, but we just felt like we didn't get enough points in that game and didn't, you know, capitalize. And so we were excited to and get the run game going, you know.
How was this unit grown over the last six games, you know, especially with the new offense, the installation, the no huddle? There's been a lot of changes. How have they grown together as a unit?
Well, I think they just understand, you know, what the offense and the different schemes and some of the things we're doing better, and that they have more confidence in what their job responsibilities are and how to execute. You know, they're a close-knit unit. They got each other's back. They work real hard. They practice together. It's fun to coach them. It's fun to be in the meeting room with them. It's fun to be at practice. You can push them, and they'll go harder. You can joke with them, and they'll take – I mean, it's just a good group to be around. It makes every day a joy to coach that group. But I just like where they're coming. And, you know, they're competitive, and so the detail it's going to take to win down the stretch here in the Big Ten as we move forward. And but I just think they – are willing to do and work at whatever we need them to do, and have a much better understanding now in week six, week seven of what they're supposed to do in the new system than, you know, and have grown into it.
John Runyon missed the first couple of games, and he was just in here, was talking to us about his first time back against Wisconsin and how he's been able to get back in the rhythm. But those two guys on the left side, John Runyon and Ben Bredesen, two senior guys, two guys with a lot of experience. What have you seen from both of them working together and individually?
Yeah, as I watched the Illinois game, which I watched quite a few times on Sunday, they just look like they're back to the form they were in last year. You know, they're in mid-season form. They're in sync. They play well together. They communicate well. They were bumping off twists. They were picking up blitzes. You know, they were doing some things that you like seeing. So it gives you a comfort, I'm sure, to Shea and to us as coaches that, you know, we got a solid, when you go Caesar, Bredesen, Runyon, that side is pretty comforting to know that they're all together and they work well together. I know Ben was really excited to get his wingman back. Not that he didn't like playing next to Ryan Hayes, yeah. But, you know, those guys played a lot of games beside each other, and they're the same age and so forth. So, yeah, I think we're solid there. They're two all-conference players side by side, so that's good.
Well, you mentioned the young buck, Ryan Hayes, got thrown into the fire early, and we've seen him in about every game. How has he grown, and is there still a competition there between Ryan and Jalen at right tackle?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, I think that Ryan practices almost exclusively at right tackle now. He played in the game three series. You know, he played against Iowa. He's played in every game, and he deserves to play. And that, you know, competition keeps pressure on everybody to do their job. I mean, Ryan also does work at left tackle in practice so that if he needed to spell John or something happened there, that he's ready to go in. So he's a valuable, valuable guy. He's our third tackle and works both sides and, you know, getting playing time in every game.
Cesar Ruiz, the center, how much is on his plate when he gets to the line of scrimmage? I mean, he gets everybody going in the right direction and has to communicate the protections and the schemes and all that stuff. But just how has he grown in that position? And you were with him last year when he got his first start against Notre Dame, and he's a completely different player now.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what we ask him to do, and he does it right so often. Mm-hmm. Very few mental errors in what we ask him to do. I mean, he directs all the protections. He redirects all the protections. He directs where we're going in the run game, who we're blocking, the patterns. He changes them. And he does an exceptional job of it. We have a lot of different things going on and, you know, real specific rules for him. And he's really uncannily good at doing that. And with that, he's a really good player too. So, you know, you have a guy that is football smart and then is an excellent player. And, you know, we got him out moving around, you know, because we like to tease him that he's seasoned space. So Caesar in space. So he pulled quite a few times, had some good plays out on the perimeter as well.
How unique is that to have a center that can move like he can?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple plays where you watch the film and he's rolling down the sideline and we laugh. But he can move and he snaps the ball. And then he pulls.
Yeah.
I mean, to think about the accuracy of his snap when he's pulling, and then he's got to figure out as he tracks around there, like, you know, which linebacker he's picking up, and he knows where to find him and how to eye track the guys when he's pulling. But he's an exceptional player. He's an exceptional young man. He's fun to be around. He loves football. He loves Michigan football. And so, yeah, he's really developed, yeah, from his first start against Notre Dame to where he is now. I mean, it's – man, has he grown.
Well, we'll get a chance to get a little preview of the matchup with Penn State in just a minute. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
More with John Jansen comes your way after this word from your local station. This is Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
It's time to discover the new Buick lineup of craftsmanship and luxurious styling.
Get great deals on our expectation-shattering lineup, like the spacious Buick Enclave, the sport-injected Buick Regal, the tech-savvy Encore, and the Kascada Convertible. Now well-qualified GM employee program participants with an eligible current GM lease get an ultra-low mileage lease on the 2019 Buick Encore Preferred for $149 a month for 24 months with $1,599 due at signing after all offers. That's a 2019 Buick Encore for $149 a month. Must be a current GM lessee through GM Financial. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles. Residency restrictions apply. At participating dealers only. Go to BuickOfferInfo.com for details. See your Metro Detroit Buick dealer today. Buick Encore, just $149 a month for 24 months.
Talking Wolverines football. Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meyer. Here again, John Jansen.
Welcome back, and we're joined by one of my favorite guests, the offensive line coach of the University of Michigan, Ed Warner. Coach, going to Happy Valley, playing in an environment like you're playing in, it creates some challenges for the offensive line in terms of communication. How do you prepare your guys for the noise and everything that will be going on while you guys have the football?
Yeah, it is a challenge. It's one of the loudest places in the country to play. I mean, I've been there for wideouts before, and extremely difficult to communicate. It requires extra effort to do that. I mean, you have to prepare for it. We'll use crowd noise in practice. There's also some other things you can do. You know, you have to be smart with your snap count. Sometimes you can't hear, so you have to watch the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can say what you want about communication. When you're on the 5-yard line in the one end zone, you can't hear anything. Even if I screamed in your ear, you couldn't hear a word I said. So you have to go by reaction, key the ball, things like that. So we'll work all that. I mean, the good news is that those guys have been through and played in environments like that. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll do a good job with managing that. The key is just not let their crowd get riled up. I mean, we have to make sure we take care of minimize negative yardage plays, you know, sacks, tackles for loss, big hits, things like that, that we can control by execution and putting, making sure we, you know, account for all people on defense that we're supposed to account for. And so we got to do a really good job of that.
And the challenge that is not just the environment, but the defense. They've got guys in a defensive scheme where it's a blitz-happy scheme. You've got to identify which guys are coming on which plays. Again, in the preparation, how important is it that, you know, those guys know exactly, you know, Cesar Ruiz, who's he setting as the Mike linebacker, and then it goes off of that?
Yeah, that's critical. I mean, because you want to get it right. Sometimes you don't have it right, and then you fix it. Mm-hmm. But in that environment, fixing things is really the challenge. So you got to get it right to start with. And they do have great defensive players. They're really athletic. They play hard. They blitz a lot. So we have to be on point. We have to be on point on identification, and then let it roll.
How much of an advantage is it, before we let you go, Coach, to have senior guys that have played together that maybe don't have to have that verbal communication just because they've done it together for so long?
Yeah, I think that's where it comes into play. I mean, I think we're, you know, Ben and John are side by side. I mean, they kind of know. I mean, and the one thing about it is they won't be overwhelmed with the environment. They'll be focused on what do they got to do every play to get their job done, and not about what's going on around them. They'll be able to keep their focus there.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, and best of luck on Saturday. I'll be watching your boys.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology, well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees can lease the 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $239 a month for 36 months with $3,774 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for lease details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the Chrysler Capital. Lessee is responsible for termination fees. Current lease must end by 11-220. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-14.
Rave Associates, distributor of fine wine and Michigan craft beer in conjunction with North Peak Brewing Company, are excited to be back for another great season of Michigan football on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. North Peak Brewing Company's Hail Pale Ale is a perfectly balanced tailgate beer. Golden, light-bodied, and delicious, with hop notes of citrus, apricot, and peach. Ask for this great Michigan craft beer at restaurants and retail stores here in Washtenaw County and throughout Michigan.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
We've got what you need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak, Final Charge, Antifreeze, and 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Also, pick up Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment, now just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com, and this month save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hi, everybody. This is John Jansen. After a tough workout, I know plenty of athletes who reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has 9 essential nutrients, including bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's goodness in a glass. This message is approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Take your Wolverine pride to the next level with the University of Michigan Credit Union, the only local credit union in A2. We can print your choice of a Block M or helmet card on site instantly at any of our branches. Make sure you stand out in the maize and blue crowd this football season with the only debit cards designed for fans of the greatest university known to mankind. Visit umcu.org to learn more and to find a conveniently located branch near you. The University of Michigan Credit Union is insured by NCUA.
Michigan will travel to State College this weekend on Saturday to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Again, the 7th-ranked, undefeated Nittany Lions. I'm going to ask my producer or my engineer, Tony. We've been there before when it's been a highly ranked team, haven't we? A couple times. And I think Michigan will handle that pressure extremely well. We're looking forward to seeing the boys play on Saturday night as they take on the Nittany Lions. James Franklin led. Keep an eye on Sean Clifford offensively, a guy that can throw the ball but run the ball as well. And on defense, it comes down to stopping three guys, Micah Parsons, Eudegross Matos, and Shaka Tony up front. And that will be on the offensive line. Thanks to Coach Ed Warner for sharing with us a little bit about those matchups, John Runyon and Coach Harbaugh. Thanks to Mitchell Lee, our board operator, Tony Butler, our engineer, Brian Bush, who will be our navigator this weekend to State College. Chad Shepard, Dave Abloff. Remember, Wednesday in the trenches this week, Michael Dana and Hassan Haskins. Have a great evening, and we will see you on Saturday. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to Inside Michigan Football, presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
If you missed any of tonight's show, you can listen to it on demand on our Michigan Football podcast, In the Trenches. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.